Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a look at Ohio's local levies. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A week ago today, Ohioans voted for sweeping changes. Republican Bernie Moreno defeated incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown for a Senate seat. Three new judges were elected to the state Supreme Court, and Ohioans voted against creating a citizen-led redistricting board. But there was a lot more on the ballot. Ohio Newsroom reporter Kendall Crawford joins us to highlight how some local levies fared. Hi, Kendall.
Hey, Erin.
There were more than 100 school districts and 20 local libraries asking for money across the state. How did they do?
This election, a lot of Ohioans had a decision to make around school funding. About a fifth of school districts had levies on the ballot. But out of the 142 school districts, only 71 were successful in passing their levy. That's exactly half. So Ohioans were basically split down the middle on whether they wanted to increase property taxes to fund schools. Libraries, on the other hand, fared a lot better. There were 28 library levies on the ballot, 26 of those passed. And that's coming at a time when libraries say that they're struggling to keep programs running. The state's share of funding has sort of dwindled over the years, and so more libraries are relying on local property levies to fill in some of those gaps.
Those are issues that we see on the ballot every year. Were there any other levy proposals that caught your attention?
Well, I think Issue 47 in Columbus is one of the bigger ones to highlight. It will increase the Central Ohio Transit Authority's share of the sales tax in Franklin County. It will go from 0.5% to a whole percent. That money will go toward a $2 billion transportation plan that will create 14 transit lines over the next 5 years. Plus, it's going to fund three new bus rapid transit lines and more than 500 miles of bike lanes, sidewalks, and trails. Up until this point, up until that levy's passing, Columbus has been one of the largest metro cities without rapid public transit. It also means Franklin County will now tie Cuyahoga County with the highest sales tax in the state at 8%.
And what about outside the metro areas? What issues cropped up in small towns?
Many times it looks pretty similar. You have bids from parks and police and fire services. But one issue that did stand out to me in smaller towns is recreational marijuana sales. And you might be thinking, wait, didn't we vote on that already? And yes, last year, Ohioans passed Issue 2, which legalized marijuana sales and use across the state. But since then, small town governments in Ohio have responded by banning its sale, including Hubbard in Northeast Ohio. But in last week's election, Hubbard voters got the final say on the matter. They voted to reverse the city's mandate and allow recreational marijuana. The ballot measure passed with 66% of support, and those supporters say that it could potentially bring a lot of tax revenue to the small town.
Wow. Well, what about failures? What local levies fell short this year?
The median property tax in the state has actually gone up in the last few years. So it's really no surprise that plenty of requests for money failed. In Boardman, a city just outside of Youngstown, there was a push to buy another ambulance. City officials say Boardman has this aging population and that relying on private ambulances has led to inconsistent emergency response times. So they asked residents to raise property taxes. Owners with a home worth $100,000 would pay an extra $158 per year in taxes. That proved to be too much, and voters shot it down. So it's back to the drawing board for Boardman on how to cut down those response times.
Okay, Kendall Crawford is a reporter with the Ohio Newsroom. Thanks, Kendall.
Thank you so much, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.